Taxes are not simple. With thousands of pages of tax code, constantly changing. 8 changes last year. Significant changes, not little tweaks. Those were significant changes. Can you help us make heads or tails of some of those changes, just on a real quick basis?
Sure. There's some things that came in in this past year that are going to impact a larger number of people. Capital gains rates for 2008 are actually going to be at a 0% rate. Now, most people can think that's a great number, but it's really relatively limited. It's only 0% if you have other income, or to the extent you have other income, that doesn't use up your 10 and 15% tax brackets. So if you've got a capital gain this coming year or this past year, and it's going to be in a lower tax bracket, you're actually not going to have to pay any tax on it on the federal side, which is a nice bonus. Some of the stuff that's happened in this past year that's going to impact us is dealing with capital gains and losses. You're going to see some stuff. I mean, we've had the talk before. At the end of the year, it's a good time to sell off some assets that you've got that have not performed well, some mm-hmm. investments that aren't doing so well, so you can secure a capital loss. And what we're going to see, I think we're going to approach it on the 1099s and the brokerage statements that are coming out this year, is in the beginning of 2008, there were some capital gains in the mutual funds. And those capital gains are going to show up as capital gain distributions on the 1099s this year.
Right.
And so people are going to have income, even though they may have lost, 30, 40% of their investment, they're still going to be showing some income. So this is still a time when you want to look at it. If the value's gone down in your investment, it might be time to liquidate that investment and move it into another fund that's performing in a very similar fashion. So you find a mirrored fund and you just pop over from one to the other. You secure the loss so it can wipe out all the capital gains that are coming out on the tax returns.
And so everyone understands, mutual funds especially are notorious, especially the ones that are managed, not so much the index funds because they don't have quite the turnover, but the managed mutual funds do create what I call phantom gains. Essentially, the net asset value of the mutual fund may go down over the year, but because they had bought and sold assets inside that fund that maybe they've held for quite some time and there was a capital gain associated with those assets, you get the capital gain for that. And the other ones, which may be underwater, they didn't bother to sell, so they haven't realized a capital gain on those. Net for net, what happens is you have a mutual fund that you bought for $40 and today it's worth $30, but you may still end up with a $5 per share capital gain. And people go, well, how does that work? And the only way to harvest, you have to harvest some losses to match those capital gains, or you're going to end up being taxed on them.
Well, we're going to hope that the fund managers actually went through and harvested those losses throughout at the end of the year and bought some mirrored stocks. If they didn't, we're going to end up seeing a lot of capital gains coming out.
And unfortunately, I can warn people that a lot of mutual fund managers, especially the more active ones, did not.
Well, they're not going to get paid more when they actually realize those losses.
Correct. But they get paid more now, and that's what matters.
Well, they do.
It's all about today. So what other things are in the tax laws that people want to pay attention to?
Well, some of the stuff coming up actually happened in 2008 and is going to impact us in 2009 deals with retirement accounts. For individual retirement accounts, this is once you've reached 70 and a half, you've got to start taking distributions. They're called RMDs, or required minimum distributions. Well, if your investment portfolio in your IRA has dropped dramatically, this is not the time you want to pull money out. This is the time when you want to leave it in. Correct. So that it can rebound. So for 2009, required minimum distributions have been suspended. So there's no actual requirement to take the money out. You can leave it in there, and it can continue to rebound, hopefully.
I noticed, though, that they did not do that for 2008. We had a couple of our clients who got snagged by that. They had a mutual fund or something like that that just, really lost a lot of money, and yet they still had to pull out their RMD for 2008 in the end of December because they hadn't done it yet. And it's like, wow, that really hurts. I was surprised they did not make that one retroactive for 2008.
Well, that was kind of a shock. But what they can do, or what they could have done in this past year, is the way you determine the required minimum distributions is you take the balance on the last day of the tax year, and then you use it as a certain divisor to come up with an amount. But that has to be done separately for each and every IRA. However, the total distribution amount that has to come out can come out of any of the IRAs. It doesn't have to come out of the ones that you actually, it doesn't have to be pro rata amongst all of your IRAs. Mm-hmm. So if you've got multiple IRAs and some are in equities and the values have gone down, but you've got other IRAs that are in cash funds, you can pull the distributions from the cash funds and not touch the equities.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it the amount that you use? I thought it was the end of the previous year or the first day of the pre or the last day of the previous year or first day of the
You'll take
year.
The value on December 31st and use the table to figure out exactly how much you've got to take out based on the value on that.
So for the 08 RMD, was that December 31st of 08 or December 31st of 07?
December 31st, 07.
Right.
For the subsequent year. So right. In 07, the market wasn't as, well, let's say volatile.
No, not quite.
And so what's happening is the people that are waiting to the end of 2008 to take their distributions, most of them got a surprise where they're taking out substantially more in value than they were anticipating.
On a sidebar on that, one of the other recommendations that planners make is if you're going to fund an IRA, fund it at the beginning of the year. Don't wait till the end of the year to fund it because you can then reap the gains from that whole year, among other things. But also, it seems like if you're going to do an RMD, it might be best to do that
January 1st.
Earlier in the year than later in the year.
Yeah.
For example.
Same reason.
Exactly this reason.
If it's tax deferral, however, you generally don't want to pull it out until the end because you want that to earn its right. income all year long and not have any tax impact on you.
And did we know 08 was going to be a disaster year? No. Most of the people who were prognosticators said, if I had predicted that the banking system would have been wiped out and certain things would be worth 20% or 10 cents on the dollar and this, that, and the other thing would have happened and we would have thrown $750 trillion at a TARP program. If I had predicted that at the beginning of the year, you all would have locked me up and thrown away the key and wrapped me in one of those white jackets with long sleeves that wrap around the back. So we didn't know what was going to happen in 08, and it ended up being more of a disaster than ever.